Good morning and
Love
welcome
Talk
to
Radio.
Good. Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mekel Knight, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. A little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Switzerland and have spent the last almost 36 years here in the USA. My education level is I got an AA in humanities, a BA in German linguistics, a master's in education, where I'm certified to teach nursery school, kindergarten through eighth grade, German and French. I have my LVN certificate and my CFT, which is Certified Fitness Trainer. I'm passionate about sharing information with others, especially regarding health and wellness. Our topic today is forgiveness. Now, you may ask, what does forgiveness have to do with health or getting healthy? Good question. Though before giving an answer, let's look at the definition of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process by which a victim undergoes a change in feeling and attitude regarding an offense, lets go of negative emotions such as vengefulness with an increased ability to wish the offender well. That definition is in the Wikipedia Free Encyclopedia. Also, the Mayo Clinic staff has described forgiveness as letting go of grudges and bitterness. When someone you care about hurts you, you can hold on to the anger, resentment, and thoughts of revenge, or you can embrace forgiveness and move forward. Forgiveness in the faith-based way states, when you go to the Lord's Prayer in Luke 11, verses 2 through 4, I'm sure you know it, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, and then in Jeremiah 31, 34, or Genesis 50, verse 17, where Joseph was asked to forgive his brothers for what they've done to him. There are many more texts in the Old Testament and New Testament, but I do not want to go all biblical on you right now. We are looking at forgiveness not only from the biblical standpoint, but also from the legal, medical, and scientific standpoint, and how all these relate to health and wellness. Our first question is, what problem does forgiveness solve? I found a really wonderful description of that. And it says, the practice of forgiveness has been shown to reduce anger, hurt, depression, and stress, and leads to greater feelings of hope, peace, compassion, and self-confidence. Practicing forgiveness leads to healthy relationships as well as physical health. It also influences our attitude, which opens the heart to kindness, beauty, and love. So what do we gain from forgiveness? Definitely we can reduce our anger, hurt, depression, and so on, and actually transform that into kindness, beauty, and love. What an amazing concept. There are 9 steps that we can take to learn forgiveness and how to figure out that we ought to forgive someone. Number 1, know exactly how you feel about what happened and be able to articulate what about the situation is not okay. Then, tell a person or two, a trusted couple of people, about your experience. Commitment to yourself to do what you have to do to feel better. That makes a big difference in your personal life. Feeling good is great. Number 3, forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation with the person that hurt you or condoning of their action. What you are after is to find peace. Forgiveness can be defined as the peace and understanding that come from blaming that which has hurt you less, taking the life experience less personally, and changing your grievance story. So perception is actually very important. Put it in context and see if it's really the way you have perceived it. Number four, get the right perspective on what is happening. Recognize that your primary distress is coming from the hurt feelings, thoughts, and physical upset you are suffering now from, not what offended you or hurt you 2 minutes or even 10 years ago. Forgiveness helps to heal those hurt feelings. Five, before I go to five, I could tell you lots of stories where I have learned forgiveness. And man, did it turn my life around. Just a quick one. My father-in-law has always been a little bit tough on me in particular, probably because I was a foreigner before I became a U.S. citizen. Now, for the last 5.5 years, he's been living with us. He came to live with us at 87, 2 years after he had his leg amputated due to gangrene from diabetes complications. Well, he was a real pain in the behind when he came. That was 5.5 years ago. I prayed, I forgave him, and now we have the most wonderful relationship. I won't say this happens all the time, but if you don't try, you won't know. So that's just a number four. Five, at the moment you feel upset, practice a simple stress management technique to soothe your body's flight or fight response. And there again, I don't know what works for you, but for me, the best thing is to inhale very deeply, hold the breath for 10 seconds, and exhale very deeply, and do that 3 times. After that, focusing on my breathing, I can't remember anything negative anymore. Try it. Six, give up expecting things from other people or your life that they do not choose to give you. Recognize the unenforceable rules you have for your health or how you or other people must behave. Remind yourself that you can hope for health, love, peace, and prosperity, and work hard to get them. Seven, put your energy into looking for another way to get your positive goals met, then through the experience that has hurt you. Instead of mentally replaying your hurt, seek out new ways to get what you want. Eight, remember that a life well lived is your best revenge. Instead of focusing on your wounded feelings and thereby giving the person who caused your pain power over you, learn to look for the love, beauty, and kindness around you. Forgiveness is about personal power. Important to know. Forgiveness makes us powerful. And nine, amend your grievance story to remind you of the heroic choice to forgive. So there again, to sum up those 9 points, it's what does actually forgiveness help us? Is it reduces anger, hurt, depression, stress, and leads to greater feelings of hope, peace, compassion, and self-confidence. Practicing forgiveness leads to healthy relationships as well as physical health. It also influences our attitude, which opens the heart to kindness, beauty, and love. And now I want to let you know about a story that has to do with criminal justice. I found an article about the Florida case where the criminal justice changed to use the Restorative Justice Diversion Program, something totally amazing. This story can be found in www.nytimes.com/2013/01/06. magazine/can forgiveness-play-a-role-in-criminal-justice.html? And the article there, I'm going to summarize it as quickly as I can, has to do with a young couple. They were boyfriend and girlfriends for quite a few years already, and both sets of parents thought that the two of them would get married and live happily ever after. Well, something, some stress, some issues came up between the two, and they couldn't see clear, and they started fighting. And it got to the point that the boy, both of them 19, the boy's anger escalated to the point where he shot and killed his girlfriend, not intentionally, but that was the outcome. Well, no, I mean, we know that the parents were definitely devastated, but the greatness behind them and their forgiveness was so amazing. They got together. One dad started to be a man of cloth, and he studied that, so he was definitely ready to practice forgiveness. And the two sets of parents got together and helped each other out to find a way to help the boy to not get put on death penalty or in prison for life. Actually, there are only three places that do use that restorative justice diversion program once in a while when needed, and those are Baltimore, Minneapolis, and Oakland, California. I would suggest that you read that story, because at the end, they were able, despite the fact that they had to conquer many obstacles, but they actually were able to make everything good, surprise the justice system and everybody else that they forgave him. He still had to take his punishment, but anyway, he did not have to face the death penalty or a sentence for life in prison. Another thing that I wanted to use, this was a story that I just quickly summarized with the high points. There's a lot more to it, and I really think it'd be great if you were to read it. And if you need another little brain quotes that can help you feel better or help you forgive, that would be under www.brainyquote.com. And there are so many different quotes that you can choose almost once per day to kind of make you feel better. All right. I touched on a few things. I couldn't finish everything, but I'm going to leave you with the fact that I care. And if you have any questions, get back to me. I'm Denise, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. And my contact information is dythompson, thompson, at micklenight.com. That's M-I-C-L, and then knight, like in knight and shining armor. And my phone number is 562-335-4956. Until next week, stay empowered.